From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. President's son-in-law to appear before another congressional committee today.
When my father-in-law decided to run for president, I served his campaign the best I could because I believe in him and his ability to improve the lives of all Americans.
That was Jared Kushner yesterday after a closed meeting before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee. Today, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor again faces questions, only this time from the House Intelligence Committee as part of its probe into Russian meddling in last year's election. Mr. Kushner, after his testimony yesterday, rushed off to the White House from where he emerged around 30 minutes later with his official statement.
Let me be very clear. I did not collude with Russia, nor do I know of anyone else in the campaign who did so.
President Trump used his Twitter on Tuesday to express satisfaction with what Kushner said on Monday. Well, President Trump is ramping up pressure on Republicans to pass a new health care law, saying that there's been enough talk and no action. Speaking in the White House Blue Room on Monday, Mr. Trump scolded Senate Republicans, saying they've not kept their promise to repeal and replace the current health care law, which is the Affordable Care Act championed by former President Barack Obama.
Tomorrow, the Senate will vote on whether to allow this urgently needed bill to come to the Senate floor for debate. The question for every senator, Democrat or Republican, is whether they will side with Obamacare's architects, which have been so destructive to our country, or with its forgotten victims.
President Trump also tore into Obama's health care law with fresh intensity. This is VOA News.